Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. One person died in a pre-dawn crash this morning on eastbound 44 at Vandeventer. It happened just after 6, and traffic has been snarled ever since. St. Louis police say the crash involved a semi-truck and a car. Roger Brand will give us the latest update on the accident's effects on area roadways at 8:10.
Two bills with different timelines on when the city should spend Ram settlement money discussed Tuesday in committee. KMOX's Sean Malone reports common ground was found between the two.
One of the bills aims to spend the money now while the other would spread the money out over time. Now both are beginning to borrow ideas from one another. Alderwoman Pam Boyd sponsors the more expedited spending bill and says she is copying the other bill's economic guardrails.
We borrowed that format so that this substitute now lists uses and restrictions on these investments and explicitly states that the funds are subject to audit.
The other bill, which would spend the money over time, was amended to focus the spending on infrastructure, North City and Southeast City, moving it closer to Boyd's bill. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Discussion on the Ram spending bills set to continue this evening at 5.
Critics and supporters of the way the city of St. Louis responded to the big winter storm are invited to give input to city aldermen in a committee session this afternoon. It begins at 3:30 in room 208 of City Hall. You can attend or participate through a Zoom meeting link. The snow removal response meeting was called by the city's Public Infrastructure and Utilities Committee.
The disciplinary hearing that could determine whether St. Louis City's personnel director keeps her job continues this morning.
This is day 2 of the Civil Service Commission hearing on Sonia Gray's conduct last summer. Mayor Tashara Jones's administration is seeking to fire Gray over allegations of misusing a city vehicle for personal reasons. Gray reimbursed the city for the expense and claims political motives are driving the case. Tensions flared during the hearing last week. Gray's attorney criticizing procedural issues and arguing the case is a political vendetta. City attorneys countered, asserting the focus should be on her actions when she took a vehicle to Jeff City on non-city business. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy is touting a reduction in crime last year in the city. The 150 homicides recorded in 2024 is the lowest number of homicides in 11 years. Overall crime was down 15% year over year and down 31% compared to 2022. He also talked Tuesday about the increase in solving murders.
Last year, we were at a 75% homicide clearance rate, which was well above national average. And this year, we're around, I think, 67-68%. When I say this year, 2024, we finished with 67-68% homicide clearance rates. That's huge to bring closure and hold people accountable that might go out and harm more people after they shoot or kill again.
Tracy also credits Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore with prosecuting cases when police make arrests.
Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth had some sharp words for Donald Trump's Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth during a confirmation hearing Tuesday.
How can we ask these warriors to train and perform the absolute highest standards when you are asking us to lower the standards to make you the Secretary of Defense simply because you are buddies with our president-elect? And by the way, he has filed for bankruptcy 6 times. I'm not quite sure he's the kind of CEO you want to refer to as a successful businessman.
Meanwhile, the combat veteran and former Fox News host was praised by majority Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee, who said Hegseth is right for the position given his military background.
The lengthy federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan may be drawing to a close.
Madigan finished testifying Tuesday. Capital News Illinois reports he was on the witness stand for 4 days beginning last week, including contentious cross-examination from the lead prosecutor on the case. He attempted to soften a promise he made to longtime Chicago Alderman Danny Solis in 2018 to help him get appointed to a high-paying state board. Madigan said that due to his decades-long political relationship with the man, he, quote, would contemplate recommending the alderman to incoming Governor Pritzker, though he never did so before Solis was revealed as an FBI mole in early 2019. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the state of Missouri has purchased office space in Chesterfield. It was announced last year the state would leave its offices in the historic Wainwright Building downtown just before the close of 2024. The state closed on Building 1 in the Timberlake Corporate Center. Its neighbors in Buildings 2 and 3 will be Graybar, which just announced it will move its Maryland Heights offices there. All three buildings had been occupied by Centene.
The state paid $16.25 million for the building to house the Office of Administration. The 600 or so state employees that had been working downtown will start moving to Chesterfield at some point this spring.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.